does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Sector Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Sector Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show for you today. First half of the show, we're going to have Dr. Peter Rouse on. We're going to talk about building mass using techniques for strength and conditioning. Second half of the show, we're going to have DJ Braun on, and he's going to be talking about how to assemble a workout, different splits, body splits that work. We're going to get started with Dr. Peter Rouse. How you doing, Peter? Before we get started with the show, I want to make an announcement or a comment, and I want you to chime in because you were one of the first people to mention this to me, actually. Since we initiated the new studio equipment, I've noticed that people have been complaining about audio quality, and I thought I'd gotten everything straightened out, but there seems to be something else going on that has nothing to do with anything on my end. There appears to be something that's taking place in some of the podcast download services where they are compressing our file when they pass it through their network onto you. This has been confirmed even more so with Bill Whitman, who commented on the Superhuman Radio website this morning that when he downloads through iTunes, I think it was iTunes, and I'll tell you in a second, but when he downloads a show through one software product, he ends up with a garbled, almost wobbly-sounding show that sounds like it's being transmitted through a tin can. Just to let you know that the podcast download for this show on my BB Torch is compressed to all hell. It sounds like wobbling in a tin can. I'll try direct downloading it from the site. Then he later on downloaded it using Dogcatcher app with his Android and said it sounded fine. So the MP3 files are rendered at 64 bits. Compression rate, which is considered FM radio quality compression, not CD quality. And that's the file that's up there that everybody grabs and pulls, whether it's iTunes or whatever. If you're having trouble hearing a good quality show using your aggregator software, go to superhumanradio.com and just right-click on the download this episode link and save it into a folder for your podcast folder or whatever you have set up for your aggregator. And see if it sounds better then. I suspect that some of these aggregator products are using additional compression to pass the file quickly through. Peter, you mentioned something early on about the quality of the show changing when we started the new software. I thought I got it solved. What have you noticed lately?
This is actually still going on. It's actually going through headphones. I can put the headphones on and it's absolutely normal. Actually really good quality. And then if I'm listening to the computer, it sounds like, I guess, like what I'm saying, listening to a tin can, and it's very, very low volume, kind of like a tinny audio. And it's not that I use speakers because I've kind of downloaded and listened to other podcasts and stuff like that, and I've got audio through the computer speakers, and it's fine. So I don't know what might be some, I'm not technical in this aspect, but maybe the motivation for making a sonic fitting where it's going through the speakers of the PC or the computer, and it's not the same as going through the headphones.
I thought we had this problem solved, actually. We changed, actually, the modulation. And I thought that, I would imagine that, and I need feedback from those of you out there, because I can't get this straight without those of you commenting, either on Facebook or on the Superhuman Radio website or in an individual show, making a comment. Whether or not it sounds better now through speakers, whether or not you're able to download the show directly from the website and it sounds better than when you download it through a podcast, aggregator software product like iTunes. I need to get feedback because I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, but I have a funny feeling that there are other things at work here. Let's just leave it at that. Okay. So today we're going to talk to Dr. Peter Rouse about something that's near and dear to his heart, especially since he is in a growth phase himself, correct?
Yeah.
And your goal right now is to get back up to what weight? Your pre-wedding weight. You lost a great deal of weight for your wedding so that you would look like a normal person in a suit, correct?
Actually, so I could actually put a suit.
Yes. Okay. All right. And your goal is to get back up to what weight right now?
Well, I was actually at about 230 before I dropped down to 200 for the wedding, and my goal now is about 250, 260 to go back up to, at the moment, about 220.
Okay. How tall are you, Peter?
5'11".
Okay, so you're a tall guy. Okay. All right, so with that being said, the things that we're going to be talking about today are things that I would imagine you're employing yourself at this point in time, correct?
Yeah. And it's some of the stuff I'm using at different stages, you know. What I'm warning you is the stuff you don't want to implement before at the same time, you have to try and mix it up in the same workout. The stuff can be pretty intensive, so you want to kind of use it for a short period, back off, use some gas, and then, you know, alternate between what you find it works.
Okay. So are you a devotee of low repetitions for building strength and mass, or are you shaking up? Give me an idea of what we're talking about. We're talking about building mass with strength and conditioning techniques.
Okay, my initial mass gain, about 300, and that came from primarily powerlifting type stuff and weightlifting primarily, with some, of course, some accessory topics for the higher repetition range. As an special techniques and stuff, but the problem with that is, you know, your joints get hammered, and really hammered. So, you know, looking for mass, there is one way to put on mass. There's ways you want to maybe do a strength cycle so you gain base strength, and I think everybody should do that. I mean, before you even look at any of these more advanced techniques, you've got to own the exercises that you are performing, meaning that you have the technique down. It's ingrained into your nervous system. You know this thing inside and out. That's a really important factor because these advanced techniques, you know, push you beyond your mind. And if you don't have that technique down, you can, you know, make an error and potentially hurt yourself.
Like, see, I have never really been good at some of the Olympic lifts, like, let's say, the snatch, okay? When I try to do snatches, I have a bad left shoulder, and whenever I try to do snatches, I somehow hurt my left shoulder.
Well, that could be, I mean, the snatches and stuff, you know, the biggest issue that I've found with people is thoracic mobility, you know, the extensibility from the spine, that the flexibility of mobility is limited. So,
they're doing more work with their arms to try to overcompensate for that.
Somewhat. And also, because the biomechanics are altered, you know, the shifting of the position of the power, you know, you're putting a lot of stress on that shoulder capsule. There's a lot more to Olympic lifting. I'm actually doing a thing this weekend, actually, on Olympic lifting. And you know, there's so much other areas you can look at prior to even thinking about finding you know, heavy bar over your head, because you've got to have your mechanics right.
Right.
And it should be lined up correctly.
Right. But you've done that. You have a DVD already that's probably similar to this seminar you're doing this weekend, correct?
Well, the DVD was only a workshop. So we do either workshops or seminars. The workshops are 2 hours workshops that we do. Probably just get trainers in here and get them interested. That's what the DVD is. That's the one that I think you've seen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the seminars are 2 days, so it's like 16 hours and pretty intensive.
So if someone goes to the seminar, they come away understanding Olympic lifts completely inside and out?
Well, actually, more than that, because we're actually doing it on power production. So we're looking at techniques that increase power, and that is going beyond just Olympic lifting. We're talking about, you know, other techniques that we use. You know, you've got high load, high velocity, which is, of course, your Olympic lifting, but then you have low load, high velocity, which is things like miserable work and other stuff. I mean, there's band work and there's obviously work that we can do with that.
Gotcha. If you had, and I asked Coach Dan John this question the other day, and I asked this to a lot of people, this has been a standard question of mine. If you had the choice to be able to be massively big and look strong, or to be somewhat athletic looking, but not massively big, but be very strong, which would you choose?
Well, that's changed. At the moment, it's probably the first one where I'm looking for mass primarily. I have a good strength foundation, so I think if I didn't have a good strength foundation, I would definitely go for strength first. I think that would be my number one. And then secondly, for mass. But I have a pretty good strength foundation now, so for me at the moment, it's purely mass, okay. Functional mass.
Okay. I'm one of these guys who I'd rather be strong than look strong. I've always felt that way. I've never wavered. I don't train with the intention of getting bigger. If I get bigger as a byproduct of my training, then everything is great. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the types of strength and conditioning techniques that actually lead to building mass. We're talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse this hour. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole assessors had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, and where fine supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source using the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print of 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says all. Pre-workout products crank you up and leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Do you have your Quest protein bars yet? They are amazing. I live on these things. They're fantastic. My favorite is the vanilla almond. Tastes just like a bit of honey. You can get 2 free Quest protein bars by visiting superhumanradio.com. You don't have to pay anything. That's incredible shipping and handling. Check it out. My guest this hour is Dr. Peter Rouse. I'll talk about strength and conditioning techniques that lead to building mass. Let's start out with some of the techniques that you employ to achieve your goals, Peter.
Okay, first of all, to start off with the pre-exhaust. I believe it was a show quite some time ago that Anthony Roberts talked about this, the pre-exhaust technique. People use it too incorrectly, and he was actually very much correct when he stated that if you pre-exhaust the muscle prior to doing, you know, pre-exhaust is basically doing isolation exercise. Let's say a fly, die flies,
right,
and then you're high press.
Exactly, exactly. And with the idea that by doing dumbbell flies first, followed by the bench press, the pectoral muscles are being worked harder. But Anthony said that's exactly the opposite. The triceps are being worked harder because the pectoral muscles don't have the energy during the bench press after doing flies.
Exactly. This is why we use it. And what we want to use it for, this is only in certain cases, but if, say, for example, you have a dominant pecs on the chest and your triceps are weak, what we want to do is do the dumbbell fly, pre-exhaust the pecs with the dumbbell fly, go into a close grip bench press and do your close grip bench press. This way your pecs can't dominate the movement and you're going to get heavier loading on the triceps.
Interesting.
So it's a way of eliminating the dominant muscle from the major compound movement. You know, now I should overload the triceps.
Interesting. And that's actually the opposite a way of using a pre-exhaust technique that has been espoused for decades.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony is completely wrong when he said, I mean, it's just fascinating to think that you can pivot to your muscle and you go to a compound type movement and thinking that the body is not going to adapt and you know, shift the learning onto the accessory muscles and then the accessory joints. I mean, it just doesn't make sense anymore. I don't know where that. I wonder if that was actually the initial purpose of it, and somewhere along the line, it got misrepresented and thought it has been, you know, what it is sort of today, being that pre-exhausted exercise we do any fries in the bench press.
Right, right. So you like pre-exhaust in order to super compensate for a very, very strong muscle group and help a weak muscle group catch up?
Yeah, that's what it's used for in that purpose.
So if you had dominant quads and weak hamstrings, then you would want to do leg extensions first, followed by squats.
If I've got weak hamstrings compared to quads, I'd be doing more work on the hamstring directly. I mean, the squats, yeah, it does work the hamstrings, but it wouldn't be this. You can look at the safety issue there with doing that. With the squat, I mean, there's a big safety issue there already. Also, with my belief system, I don't look at using that leg extension ever. I have better ways of isolating and fatiguing the quadriceps.
Tell me why you're thinking that. Because ironically, my guest for the second half of the show, PJ Braun, is another proponent. He says you should never do leg extensions. It's an unnatural movement.
Well, it is. I mean, you look at the lower body movement. It's all what we call it. These are different between open chain and closed chain. Give you a real simple breakdown. Your closed chain, your squat, your open chain, your leg press. Okay? So the difference is that you're moving away from a solid object. And the resistance is the form of the stats in the squat. On the leg press, the weight is actually you're moving the weight away from you. Okay? It's a very simplified way of putting it. So leg extension, first off, is open chain. So it's unnatural. Where in life do you do an open chain for a lower body? It doesn't happen. Jumping, running, leaping, bounding, squatting, yeah, all this stuff is all what we call closed chain. The lower body doesn't function an open chain.
Okay. So do you think there's any role for the leg extension, maybe with lightweight as an isolation movement?
No.
Wow.
The reason also for that, too, is you look at the action. And people complain about doing deep squats. But this is this doesn't make sense at all. You do a deep squat. And they say it increases the pressure in your knee. How can it increase the pressure in your knee when you're increasing the surface area? As you go down to a deep squat, you open the knee up, the whole capsulation, everything is opening up. So you're decreasing the pressure principle range. Not only that, when you go to a deep squat, at the deep bottom position, you get higher involvement of the glute and hamstring tie.
Right.
So the hamstring kind of helps stabilize the knee even further. So it's a natural stabilization mechanism that kicks in when it gets deeper and deeper. And the knees open up, so you decrease in the pressure principle range. Now, the opposite happens with the leg extension. The leg extension, as you come up through the leg extension, extending the knee out, you're decreasing the surface area while increasing the pressure principle range.
But also, I've always thought about this when doing leg extensions, when doing very, very heavy leg extensions. The knee joint binds tighter together. The stabilization of the knee becomes paramount, and so the knee tries to bind closer together, creates an unnatural plane of friction on the meniscus. I have to believe that leg extensions, if you have like a bucket handle tear already, I have to believe that a leg extension could grab that meniscus and literally just shove it out of the joint with heavy weight.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have actually experienced people coming in who've, you know, done similar things, not quite as severe as that, but, you know, the leg extension machine is some of these machines that I think should, there's no reason to use it. You want to isolate quads, there's quite a bit of exercises to do, and this actually has a very limited effect anyway on the quadricep. So, you know, you balance the risk-to-benefit ratio, it's not even close, so... I mean, I think it should be thrown out every gym.
Yeah, okay. What about a leg curl?
Same thing there. The leg curl, we're going to mention that's a hot topic. The leg curl machine, the hamstrings never function without the glutes. Show me a natural movement where the hamstrings function without the glutes. It doesn't happen. The leg curl machine isolates the hamstrings from a knee flexion position. So it isolates the hamstrings from knee flexion without the glute involvement. So, no. We don't want to do that. Also, knee flexion is secondary to hip extension for hamstring function. So you first want to train hip extension, you know, your deadlifts, whatever you deadlifts, and so forth.
Right.
But if you don't want to do a leg curl type pattern, we use a slide board, and we do a leg curl. We can do a Swiss board as well, or the valve slide. I don't know if you know what the valve slide are.
No.
But you basically slide your line on your back, and you do like a hip extension with sliding your feet in underneath you, from straight out to straight underneath you. So you don't leg curl while getting the glutes involved. That's a more better function.
The reason the glutes are becoming involved is because your foot is planted against the floor and you're actually lifting your body up as you come closer in, which is almost like a reverse hyper, in essence, the way it hits the glute.
Yeah. You're doing an extension exercise, you know, which is what you use for leg positioning. While you're curling your feet in from a straight leg position to a bent knee position, and that's going to get the hamstrings, and it's pretty tough. I mean, if you can add resistance to it, too, no problem.
If you had a low pulley with a strap that would go around your ankle, you can add some resistance to that as well.
I used to have a lot of resistance to it, but what I used to have to find I used to do was I had to hold something behind me so the cable didn't use to pull me forward as well.
Because
you use that much loading, but you can use that, you can use bands. You can go from using the standard with the slide board, you've got standard, you know, boots that you put on, which are quite slippery. You can use something like an Elex mat or an Elex pad, which is more grippy, so it creates more resistance on it.
Right,
as you're doing the liquor.
Right, interesting. Okay,
so most people can't even do it with any, you know, the easiest level.
All right, so let's go back and get back on track here. So we talked about rest pause. The proper way to use a rest pause. Pre-exhaust, I'm sorry. Let's talk about rest pause. I know you're a fan of rest pause as well.
You know, you rest pause, it kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, cluster sets. You know, cluster sets.
No.
Well, it still comes out the name. You can use the rest pause as cluster sets and vice versa. Cluster sets are usually terminology is used in more strength-based sets. So you just want to choose a weight. Let's say you're looking for 3 reps. You choose a weight that you can do the 2RM on. Okay?
Right.
Then you're going to do 1 repetition of that. Put the bar up. Unload it. 10 seconds on average. Take the bar back up, do another rep, put it back up, next 10 seconds, take the bar off, do another rep, put the bar back up. So you just done 3 reps for 2RM.
Right, gotcha.
So that's a huge mineral overload. Now, is that good for building mass? No, is that good for building strength? Yes. So
does building strength lead to mass, I guess, is what the magic question is.
To a certain extent, yeah. I mean, I think there's a point where, you know, all these big bodybuilders you see out there today, they aren't that strong.
Let's rephrase that. They're not as strong as you would expect them to be for the size of their musculature.
Yeah, weight ratio. Yeah. You know, for their size and mass.
Right.
I mean, yeah, they're strong. They're much stronger than the average, you know, Joe Blogs in the street. But, you know, when people see you get this up, funny idea. When you see these photo shoots and stuff done, you know, not real weights.
Really?
No. Often the photo shoots are done with, you know, like in many ways, or like a knife weight artificial plate. So these you may weigh a 20 kg or 45 pound plate, may only weigh 5 pounds.
I know, and I've seen those plates because there is a vendor at the Arnold every year who has a bench press bar and a bench, and he's got 5 or 6 Ivanko 45 pound plates on each side, but the total weight of the whole bar is just like 200 pounds. They're aluminum. And people will go there and get their pictures taken, repping out with what appears to be 495 pounds or 585 pounds, and it's really just 200 pounds.
Yeah, and you're going to see that. It's kind of why I think, you know, maybe these mislead people who are with those type of photos. I think they should just show them what they really do. Who cares about you? These guys are bodybuilders. It's not about their strength.
Right, it's about aesthetics. Right.
Yeah, who cares if they kill, you know, 10 kilos or... I'm talking kilos all the time now. Yeah, who cares if they kill 20 pounds or 100 pounds? That's what, you know, do they have 29 inch biceps? That's what counts,
right? Right, right. So rest pause, you feel, is a viable alternative, but the rest pause is something that must be used sparingly, correct?
Yeah, well, that's in the cluster set form. That's when you're doing a more high test set. But you can use less pause in a high repetition stage with a lower intensity loading. So we may do something like a 10 rep set. You find a way that you can do 10 rep with. You perform the set. Rest for 10 seconds, and jump up and do another set of maybe 6. That's your rest pause. That's more like more traditional bodybuilding for a rest pause.
Right.
So there's two ways of approaching it. You can do a rest pause. You can do a couple of them, so you can rest pause and do another drop count there, you rest another 10 seconds and then do another.
Is it the traditional breathing squat, just a method of rest pause, but you're just resting for the 5 breaths in between reps?
Have you done it yet?
Have I done it?
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet because I haven't had a chance to train legs with any sense of strength because I've been getting over bronchitis, but I'm hoping to try... doing breathing squats either Friday or next week on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, the big difference that you're going to notice is that because you're not putting the bar down between the sets, in resting and testing, you've got a bar on you the entire time.
Right.
You don't really get a break. It's pretty intensive.
Yeah.
I've done those breathing squats. Actually, again, was it Danger? No, it was... who did it on the other week? He was talking about that, actually.
Oh, Brooks Kubik was talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, boy... You do one set and you're done.
And that's what he said. He said you do one set. He said if you do one set of 20 with a weight that, you know, you really have to struggle with, he said you're done. He said after that you just go home.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to do anything additional for your legs, do it first because you ain't doing it after.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm doing either, not tomorrow, but maybe next week I'm going to try to do... breathing squats, but I'm going to try to do it on the power squat machine instead of just the free weight power squat. I'm going to try the power squat machine because I'm struggling with that darn sciatic nerve again. I'll tell you a story when we come back. I found out what I'm doing to my sciatic nerve finally. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse this hour about strength and conditioning techniques that actually build mass. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until you need to build muscles into guard. Into guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy into guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber. fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any of the protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world. Dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. The 4th most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaheLer.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. And you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, Durethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1837. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Don't forget, we have one more winner in January to give away a set of Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and enter to win a $349 pair of Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. Peter, I figured out what's been antagonizing my sciatic nerve.
And what's that?
Reverse hack squats. Because my sciatic nerve has gotten completely better and it has not been bothering me. The drop foot thing went away. The pain went away. The tingling went away. Everything went away. I was feeling great. And I was training at a gym the other day that didn't have a whole lot of equipment that I like to use for training legs. All they had really was a leg press machine. I didn't feel like squatting. I love the power squat machine. I don't have a power squat machine. I'm just going to go ahead and do reverse hack squats. And son of a gun, if the next night I didn't have spasms in both of my glutes and both of my hamstrings, painful, keeping me up at night again, the same symptoms I had originally when this whole thing started.
Let me tell you a big secret.
Go ahead.
Machines will stuff you up every time.
Yeah, of course, because you're forcing you into their groove.
Yep. I mean, it's a big con in the whole industry. The reason it's being murdered is because money is being made out of fitness equipment, machines and stuff. You walk into an average gym, you've got $7 million worth of equipment in there.
Right.
How much does it need? It's basically, in general, the equipment in there is there to sell memberships.
Right.
Not to be used.
Well, you look at something, all they have is free weight, you would think, gee, this gym sucks.
Right. Yeah, people can hear things, oh, this place sucks. We have lifting back from power racks and dumbbells and, you know, barbells. But that's the whole point this was all about. And the machine, and I mean, I'm going to probably get a bit of hate mail from this one too, from some of the machine manufacturers. But the truth is, if you're using a machine, you're really messing your body up. You're altering my mechanics, you're altering the motor programming, you're really overloading joints and under the actual pattern. You will eventually get hurt. Get off machines. Basically, that's the advice I can give you listeners right now.
Well, you're right, especially as it pertains to me. Anyway, let's get back to the subject at hand. So I am waiting for my hamstrings to stop spasming, and I do want to go in and do... one day when I have to train legs, I'm just going to go, all I'm going to do is do breathing squats, 20 reps, and that's it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, make sure you do a few warm ups. It's really like maybe one or two warm ups. It's a little repetition, that chain exercise, but then You just do your one set and you're done.
Did you notice when you did them, the cardiovascular effects? Did your heart start pounding?
Yes, my heart raced because I was pretty well conditioned anyway. Not really well conditioned. I used to do 4 sets of them. But I was super conditioned. I was doing, I was doing 5-6 hours training a day.
Wow.
Yeah, not just in the gym, but that was training too.
Right,
I was
right.
Too, so, I was really conditioned, but if you're not really anaerobically conditioned, it's anaerobic more than aerobic, but if you're not anaerobically conditioned, it's going to really hurt you. Your lungs are going to be burning.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to trying it. What are the techniques lend themselves to this approach where you're looking to increase mass by using strength and conditioning traditional techniques?
Well, let's get to the pre-exhaust and look at the opposite of the post-exhaust, which is, I guess, another one that people use occasionally, but not probably enough, and that is effective.
Okay.
I mean, of course, it's kind of logical. You kind of you pull yourself up on a compound accelerated study, for example, the bench press again, and then you go and follow up with fly. That makes complete sense.
Right.
And I'm pretty for that. I mean, what our idea is kind of to make maximum muscle fibers, you jump on the bench press, and you work in the back, you're controlling when you try to set as your primary movers, and something's going to give up. Usually it's a combination of three. And usually for me, my back's going to give up before my shoulders and triceps for me. I don't know about you. What do you
mean? My shoulders are the problem right now. My triceps tend to be able to withstand anything. It's interesting how heavy and continuous I can train my tris, and they just stay with me. But I can't really push my backs as hard as I'd like to because my shoulders are the limiting factor right now. But they are getting better. They really are.
Well, when you come up here, we'll have to fix one in a day or two for you.
Yeah, I tell people, put your hand on my shoulder, and they put their hand on my shoulder, and all I do is lift my arm either straight out to the side or forward, and it's a series of clicks. It sounds like a ratchet. It's like all sorts of stuff is just blinking and clicking in there. I don't know what the hell it is.
We'll get to fix that pretty quickly.
Really? We'll come out in February, so that's the plan.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, be prepared for some pain, but we'll get you fixed up. So, back to the post-exhaust. So, with the post-exhaust, what we're trying to do is basically stimulate more fibers over the pecs. We eliminate some of the shoulder. Of course, the shoulder's going to be involved. There has to be with the fly.
Right.
But, you eliminate tricep. You take a bit of loading, quite a bit of loading, about 50% of the loading off the shoulder directly. And then, of course, you create that stretch reflex from the pec when you're doing the flies. You get that stretch reflex, which has a mechanical advantage as well, because that stretch reflex creates a stimulation of MGF-IGF. So, I don't want to do that not too much, but you actually, with one of the stretch exercises, they create a stretch, overloaded stretch.
Right.
They actually stimulate, I mean, you probably read it before anyway, but it stimulates MGF and IGF connection.
Right. And actually, to get to the point of what that translates to is that stretch under load seems to increase hyperplasia, which is new satellite cells being deployed into muscle fibers. And one of the biggest proponents of this is Dante Crudell, who created Dog Crap Training. He's also the owner of True Protein and the sponsor of the show. But he, in the DC training approach, at the end of a movement, like, for instance, bench press. If you're training chest, he actually employs a form of rest pause. And then the last thing you do is grab two super heavy dumbbells, bring them down into the lowest position, and allow it to just tear your chest open. Just imagine it's ripping it, and you just let you succumb to the weight and just let your pecs stretch as far as they can. And it's painful. In fact, when I tried this, the few times I tried it, after trying to keep two 120-pound dumbbells in place and allow them to just rip my chest apart. After a minute and a half, I had to drop them, and I almost passed out when I stood up. I was shaking. It's that difficult. But that type of stretch under load has been shown to increase new muscle cell synthesis.
Yeah, I mean, I actually like DC training other than the machine aspect of it, but we can easily modify and use the same principles for weights. It's actually a really good training program and principles there are quite solid. So the pre-exhaust has some great benefits. Now, What you also do is combine the pre and post exhaust.
Okay, so in other words, let's say you're doing chest and your
when the pre exhaust is looking at fatiguing the dominant muscle prior to working the weak link.
Right.
So we started the triceps then, didn't we?
So in other words, if you're trying to stimulate your chest and your triceps are overpowering, in my case, I would pre-exhaust my triceps, maybe with some push-downs or something like that, or some...
Well, with a compound, I wouldn't want to take it on the compound, the tricep on the compound too much, because you're going to go back to the safety, the muscle-to-bend ratio. If you fatigue the tricep too much, you may collapse the bar in your chest, and we know what that kind of results in.
Right.
But if you fatigue the pecs, so say if you go back to the triceps, for example, and that's why you've got to kind of pick and choose your techniques for different areas of the body. Then, because you do a pre-exhaust or post-exhaust on your chest doesn't mean you have to do that on your back. You can do something totally different on your back.
Right.
So, going back to the pre- and post-exhaust, so we say triceps, we don't want to fly, then we do a cluster. Then we want to finish off with maybe something like the right pull-down, which is a nice lacing exercise for the tricep to finish off.
Oh,
so you combine them together that way, so you can eliminate the pecs from doing the close-grip bench press with this. I mean, do you close-grip bench press?
Yes, I do. It's a lot easier for me to do. It's not as taxing on my shoulders. But getting the bar into place, lifting it off the pins, and moving it up over my chest, that I have to be cautious with, because that is the angle where my shoulders seem to hurt the most, when they're slightly above, when my hands are slightly above shoulder height.
Oh, you know, it's on your shoulder, I think.
Really? You said once that it was impinged, because you told me to take my left hand and put it on my right shoulder and then raise my elbow up in front of my face. I couldn't do it. It was too painful.
That's an indication of impingement, but I think I'm not aware what's causing the impingement now, too. So we haven't looked at any kind of thing. You can tell your listeners if it worked.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll video it. We'll put a video blog up or something. That'll be good.
That sounds good. We've got a ton of exercises here to go through, but pre and post exhaust can be used to move, for example, the tricep is a weak link, you want to blast them out. You know, you can use that there to eliminate the dominant pecs from a compound exercise like the close grip bench press, and then move on to an isolation exercise like the tricep push down, or the rope pull down, or whatever you want, an isolation type exercise for the triceps.
Right.
By the way, have you never stepped on that machine before? I don't categorize cable systems in that
right
category, of course, because right. It's freedom of the cables.
Right.
Okay. A couple of other ones that, you know, probably haven't been so popular in news, which I think is...
Why don't we take our last commercial break, and then I'll let you just drop all the different movements on everybody, and we'll just roll real quick with it. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right, we'll take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with Dr. Peter Ralph. Stay tuned. Here we go. Strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at APPNUT.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars are 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SupremeRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Finally, a bull body supplement right from the source using the original study. BioSerums 347 is here. Bovine Analysis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of BioSerums 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine Analysis. consensus required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl said.
Turnabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a halogenol clone. Turnabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turnabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turnabol takes advantage of the patented liquivate technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turnabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turnabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turnabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turnabol. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the other supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I can feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
It's super
Super Human Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Peter Rouse. Later in the show, we're going to have PK Braun on talking about how to assemble different types of body splits to optimize your workouts. All right, Peter, so let's go ahead and hit it with the different movements that you would use to build mass for a traditional strength and conditioning type of movement.
Okay, one of my favorites is a quarter rep. Now, we use this in two different ways. First one is that we complete a normal set. Say for example, we'll go back to bench press, we've been using that all morning. Okay, so we're going back to bench press, we're doing our standard set of 10 repetitions, and then we're going to finish off with a set of maybe 5 or 6 repetitions in the quarter range at the bottom of the movement. So you're going from the chest up a quarter. This allows you to go beyond what you could normally do, while also stimulating that stretch reflex we talked about earlier with the flies and stuff, so you're getting that stretch reflex effect. Overloading the muscle, increasing the fiber equipment. If you're still increasing fibers, you're still pre-exhausted at using the full range of movement. Of course, if you couldn't keep going, if you did 10 reps, you could not complete another rep. But you could complete a few more quarters, and that's the whole point of it, is to take that time under tension. And I think Dan John was talking about this the other day, too. You know, that increased time under tension is a very important factor to take into consideration when you're looking at putting mass on. And this is a way we can extend the set. The second way we use the quarter reps is in a one and a quarter rep type scheme, where we do one rep, then we do a quarter, one quarter, one quarter. Let's use something a little different, back to the squat, what you were talking about before. We'll go down, we do a full deep squat to your maximum range that you're capable of. We come up a quarter range, come back down, come back up, that's one rep.
Okay.
So you come up back, yeah, so that's pretty intensive, and we can do the same thing on presses and all that type of stuff. Usually we do this primarily with compound movements, but there's no reason why you can't do it with more isolation type movements as well. It works really well on the squat though. I mean, if you want to blow your legs up, it's a bit different. You know, you maybe one day you go and do a 20 rep breathing squats, another day you go and do a 10 rep one and a quarter squats, because in fact you are kind of doing 20 repetitions.
Right, when you think about it, yeah.
Yeah, because you're doing quarter one in between. But you want to pick a weight that you can do 10 reps with. Probably like, I'll actually pick, a weight of about 14 repetition RM.
Right.
Because you're going to fatigue pretty quickly on that. And just do what you can on that. And that will build up pretty quickly too. You may fatigue at rep 7 the first time. Same weight next time, you'll get 8, 9. Every workout you'll find, you'll increase it.
Okay.
And that's still working on that stimulation of increasing time under tension, increasing that stretch reflex and everything else as well. Come on, that I've used as often is your eccentric and isometric type training and your static holds. Now, let's get back first to the difference between isometric and static holds. The isometric is you're trying to trait resistance against an immovable force, right? An immovable object. Right. Say, for example, you have the pin set up on the bench press. You have the pin set up through your three quarters of range through the bench press movement, and you're pushing up the bar up against the pins as hard as you can, trying to extend the bar up, pushing against the pin because, of course, it's immovable.
The pin depends on move, so you can't move the bar.
Yeah, so that's your isometric. That's your isometric. Now, instead of hold, there's a lot different. We can load the bar up. Say your maximum bench press is 405. We're going to load the bar up with 505 or 550 or 600. We take the bar off, and for your safety bars, okay? Take the bar off on the rack, and we just unlock the elbows, and you hold that quadration.
So unlock the elbows, so we're talking about a couple degrees, really, of bend. That's all we're talking about.
No, just so you can feel the loading.
Right.
You can feel
the weight shifts from being held up by the joint being locked to the muscles themselves.
Mm-hmm. In great for the connective tissue strength and the connective tissue, too. And, of course, you're not going through range of movement, so you've got no risks there. Of course, remember, these are advanced techniques, so make sure you own these movements before you attempt these techniques. So the difference is that you're resisting the force coming down against you, where isometrically you're creating force against an immovable resistance.
Right.
Okay, so those are two different aspects there. And they can be used generally, of course, if they actually are quite isometric. But I'll use something like the isometric when they start a cold prior to doing a normal set. I like in a stack hold because if I'm going for max bench press, like I'm trying to, let's say for 3 RM, I'll load the bar with a huge weight, take it up, hold it for my, I usually go for, if it's looking for about 10 to 20 seconds, might be where the goal is, wrap the bar back up again, do the short rest period, unload the weight to your 3 RM, pump it out, it feels like nothing.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, psychologically, it's like, wow, this is so light.
You kind of get a bit annoyed because it's, you drop the weights off and it feels too light because you've underestimated what you can actually do. But in a normal sense, that's what you could normally do. And again, you've got to be careful about using the techniques because it really hits on your recovery.
Right.
And then that's all about what you can recover from, not what you can do in the gym. And then the eccentric training, of course, again, high number of, huge fiber damage is created here. So again, be very careful with using this technique too often. But it's just basically controlling or resisting the weight on the negative portion of the movement. So on the bench press, it's lowering the bar down to the chest. You want to come down, and usually in 5 second mark is usually pretty good. You can do anything between 5 and 10 seconds. 10 seconds, I think, is going to be compromising the load that you can use.
Right.
So 5 seconds usually means you can use a pretty good
damage. And you really need a spotter for some of these movements still, because you have to have somebody who's going to. Because getting the bar down is, you're fighting against it, but you're definitely not going to get the bar back up by yourself.
Well, if you do it on 1 RM, there actually is techniques you can do it on 1 RM. One way you can do it is just have the bar set or power rack and you kind of safety bars and you come down to your safety bars, right?
Right.
So that's your 1 RM. The other way is that you can get a plate unloader, so it hooks onto the side of the bar, you have an extra 40 or 50 pounds on each side of the bar. Come down slowly, as the plate unloader hits the ground, it unhooks from the bar, unloads the weight, and then you can push up the lighter weight.
Right, right.
But this, most people don't have that. It might be something you can get made locally too, even find your local welder, and they'll probably be able to put that together for $100 for you.
Now, you said all of these advanced techniques do collateral damage to the muscle to a great degree, much more so than a regular workout. How often would you use these techniques, and would you use them interchangeably? Maybe 1 week you'll use the static hold, and the next week you'll use an eccentric. Or so. How frequently would you use these?
Depending on the recoverability.
If you're drug free and if you're drug using, obviously that changes the landscape entirely.
Yeah, even drug users, it sounds bad, but even those who are chemically enhanced, that's up there. Then they still need to concern about the recoverability because it does an enormous amount of damage. I think you can probably get away with using a bunch of techniques for about 3 to 4 weeks maximum before you need to kind of look at the recovery week there or shifting into something a little bit different.
So you can use these techniques once a week on a muscle group, different ones maybe. 1 week use an eccentric, 1 week use a static hold.
I'll keep it the same technique for that 4 week period because you want to see an increase on that over that 4 week period.
Okay.
So, you do your step. First time you do a static hold, you might do for a bench press 80, bench press 45 for 1 hour. You might do 505 for the sack hold for 20 seconds.
Right.
4 weeks later, you might be doing 700 for that 20 seconds.
Wow.
That's how quick that one jumped up. That one jumped up huge. So you want to take advantage of that.
And so you would do that for 3 or 4 weeks, and then you would take a week off from any of these advanced techniques?
I would either take a week off from the advanced techniques and just do a recovery week where you are training but different normal stuff, or shift into something totally different, some totally different training. Maybe go back to even the high intensity workout. Of course, your first week of high intensity, maybe high intensity, maybe high load, low repetition stuff. Yeah, your first week of that is going to be a submaximal anyway, so it's kind of like a semi-forced recovery week. Every time you move into a new kind of shift into a new program, you don't want to try to go for your maximum weight. That should be your goal as a kind of recovery week, moving into a new workout, getting a feel for the workout. Your weight shouldn't even try to push it for that week, for the first week of that new program.
Interesting. We have about 4 minutes or so in the interview, Peter. What are the things you want to cover? Or do you want to tell people about the upcoming seminar and how they can attend if they want to learn more about strength and conditioning from an Olympic lifting standpoint?
Well, the seminar is this weekend, so it's a little bit like notice for most, but if they want to give me an email at peter.e.rouse@gmail.com, or they can even post on Facebook or whatever, and I'll get back to the details about
that. What is this two-day seminar generally cost?
$299.
Well, that's really cheap.
Yeah, I don't make money out of these. I don't care that much. The things that I lose money is my time. At the moment, my time is pretty restricted. I'm working for my hours at the moment. And it's really about putting information out there and getting that information out there to the public.
Right, right. So there are people that are in the California and driving distance to Santa Monica, and they do want to attend this weekend. The seminar starts Saturday. It's Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, $275?
$299.
I mean, that's peanuts. That's amazing.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about Olympic lifting, contact Peter E. Rouse, R-O-U-S-E, @gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or you can go to his Facebook. All right, so we need to wrap this up. These techniques that you discussed, these are techniques that you're employing yourself right now, correct?
Well, yeah, many of them I am using myself, especially the quarterbacks. I love the quarterback stuff. It gives my joints a bit of recovery from, you know, doing all the heavy loading.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and I think pretty high impact type of sport, background. So with all the impact and stuff, you know, it plays havoc on your joints. So this is a good way to kind of have a little download time where you can actually, with body mass, it's about stimulus. It's about stimulating the muscle fibers and creating new muscle fibers, as you say. And really, do we need to go heavy on the fly for it? No, it's just that stimulation and then using the right type of stimulation at the right time. I'm all for big heavy lifts. That's my background is powerlifting, Olympic lifting, and I love that stuff. But, you know, if you're looking for pure mass, sometimes you need to take a break from that stuff. And if you are about mass and you've been using low rep stuff for a long time, shift the benefits to some high rep stuff and it's going to kick your butt.
Right.
I'm doing high rep as team rep, Yes, to me, that's all I'm upset.
Oh, so you're not talking about 20.
20 is, it's going to work for a few exercises like the squat, but, yeah, I mean, don't use it on deadlift, but, it works on certain movements, but generally, your 10 rep. But then we're doing some of the stuff like extended sets, like we were talking about before, rest pause and the quarter rep range and stuff like that. That stuff there, extends the set beyond the normal rep range, but your standard range is about 10 reps.
We've come to the end of the interview, Peter. I want to thank you for being on Super Human Radio today to discuss this information. I know I'm going to be using some of these techniques. You know, a lot of stuff we know about, we forget about it. And, you hear a show like this, and you go, wow, I remember now about statics. I remember about quarter reps, and I'm going to start employing that. It's all about spicing things up sometimes.
Yeah, like in here.
And you can reach Peter at peter.e.rouse, rouse@gmail.com, or go to his Facebook page and friend him if you're not already a friend of his. Peter, thanks so much for being on Super Human Radio Today.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, stay tuned. We're going to have DJ Brown on next, talking about how to assemble your training splits so you have a more efficient result at the gym.
Thank you.
performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2Guard. N2Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanC eye drops. I've been using CanC for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print of 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanC eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanC eye drops. The name says it all. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well the PLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now, PLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. When testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents, now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade 1 androsterone. It converts to 1 testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. 1 Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get 1 Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with 1 Andro RX. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LED sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out our complete line. Give them a chance to order your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Trainer PJ Braun on the show. How are you doing, PJ?
Very good. How are you?
And we should say that PJ has had a very, very long sleepless night, and he's a true professional. He is here. No call-ins last minute. Hey, I can't do it. That's why I love this guy. Hardest working guy in the industry, right here. And on Mary Popovich last week, right?
Yeah, that was fun.
Dude, that gold paint make you nauseous after they painted you with it? You know, that girl and gold thing, a dollar from that sort of stuff.
Shimmer.
Oh, get the Oscar. Yeah, you look like the Oscar. That was very cool. And for those people who didn't catch the show, you were on the episode where they had transvestites on, and the people had to guess who was a guy and who was a girl, right?
Yes.
And were you any good at guessing who was the guy and who was the girl? Training with a client of yours right now. She is getting ready for a competition in April. So I started doing her workouts with her. She said, well, PJ says he wants me to do this, this, and this today. And so I started doing that. I'm like, wow, PJ is really smart. The way he combines the movements, you can hit body parts twice as often in a given week. And it's a very efficient, thorough way of hitting the body parts and the ancillary body parts that need to be hit that day. And I thought, you know, this is no accident, because I've been putting my own routines together for a decade now, and I haven't been able to figure these things out. And I thought, we have to have you on the show, because you obviously understand how to assemble the different split routines for different people. So that's what the show is about today, assembling splits, what body parts to train which body parts. First of all, did you stumble upon this methodology on your own, or did you learn it from somebody else, or did you use a combination of both? Obviously, a girl who's training for a competition, so that's why I stumbled into these. But still, I mean, like for instance, normally most people would go into to train back and biceps because it's logical. They'll say, well, my biceps are already warmed up, so I'm going to hit my biceps after training back. But with you, for instance, I would train back and triceps. And at first I thought, well, that's counterintuitive. Why would I want to train my triceps on a day that I'm already hitting my biceps and back? And then I went, oh, wait a minute, I'm already hitting my biceps, so why not take that extra time and stimulate my triceps, because my biceps already got hit and back.
Exactly. And, you know, I have always been, you know, told when I was young, you know, you got to do the pushing muscle groups together. You have to do the pulling muscle groups together. It makes sense. You're already working them. But one day I thought to myself, yeah, that does actually make sense, but at the same time, if I'm working my back really hard, then I just work my biceps.
Right.
Why not work an opposing muscle group that's totally fresh because I've already stimulated this other area?
And in the case of arms, that way you can hit your arms a couple times a week, because you hit your triceps on back day, you hit your biceps on chest and shoulder day, and then you have an arm day where you hit your biceps and your triceps again.
Exactly. And I've actually worked with some guys who've been genetically blessed in a sense that their arms just respond no matter what. And even with these kind of guys, if there's something that they are okay with, well, then you don't even really need to train your arms. If you're training your back and your shoulders and chest part, you're stimulating those other muscles anyway, regardless. So it really comes down to how much stimulation you want to get and when you want to stimulate it and how you want to stimulate it.
Right. All right, so let's give me an idea. Okay, so let's do this. Let's start out with the men. Give me an idea of the type of well, you know what? Let's do this. We have to take a commercial break in a minute. Let's take it now. We'll have the commercial break early. When we come back, let's start out with the men. Let's talk about the type of a routine that we've put together. Give me an idea of the split for a given week. We're talking today with resident personal trainer and ingenue, PJ Dawn. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this part of the show.
State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Pre-workout products crank you up and leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My new vision has improved that I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1837. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. My guest this hour is Super Radio resident personal trainer, physical therapist. Where'd that come from? PJ Braun. Maybe because I need a physical therapist, I was hoping that you would be one. That's it.
Yeah,
anyway,
come over there and give you some stimulation.
Yeah, man, I need a kick in the ass stimulation. That's what I need. I just can't get out of my own way lately between being sick and injuring myself again. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about the types of routines you put together for your male clients, first of all.
Yes. I'm going to say that this is going to be about accurate for about 80% of my male clients, because I don't don't want to say that I work with all bodybuilders, but I design my programs from a bodybuilding standpoint because that is what I feel garners the best results.
Well, and that's the, let's face it, if you're going to the gym, you're going to the gym to build your body, whether it's strength or muscle, you're going to build your body. And so we shouldn't be ashamed of that.
Yes, I don't want to, I'm not going to take this from the approach of I'm not designing an elite level bodybuilder's workout. This is basically what I would say is a typical male that I work with. I'm going to want them to be in the gym 5 days a week. That's what I prefer. So if the situation is ideal, I get 5 days per 7 days, you know, a typical 7 day week, 5 days in the gym with weights is what I like. I have occasions where I have guys that can only give me 4 days. Sometimes I have guys that can only give me 3 days. If they cannot give me 3 days, Carl, then I will specifically tell them, in my opinion, it is a waste of your time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
2 days is not going to cut it. I need a minimum of 3. I prefer 5. And I actually feel that more than 5 is overkill. 5 days is plenty. And I like to design my days around 5 days. And I break the body down completely into those 5 days. There's a leg day, a chest day, a back day, a shoulder day, and an arm day. And what I will do is throw in some specific core slash ab work on two of the easier slash shorter days, and also a little bit of calf work on two of the easier slash, faster days. I'm not going to tell you after a leg workout, for instance, which is always going to be the hardest workout, to then go and, you know, blast your core. You're just going to be too tired.
Right.
It really makes more sense to put it in on a quicker day. Now, from that basic, you know, starting point, that 5 day starting point, I always request pictures in the beginning, and I also request goals. So based on what I'm seeing in these pictures, some of my guys are just really just dramatic weight loss is their goal.
Right.
Some of the workouts are pretty even. You know, they're pretty basic. They're just going to stimulate everything. Some of my guys are thin and looking to build mass. So I will develop, you know, workouts based around more compound movements. Everything varies, but it's all going to be based around those 5 days. Another thing I like to take into account, what injuries does a person have? Do you have a shoulder injury is key.
Yes.
Do you have a back injury?
Yes.
If you have a shoulder injury, it is not a good idea to go from a chest day right into a shoulder day the next day.
Mm.
You're going to be sore. You're not going to be able to perform at an optimal level, and you're really putting a lot of stress on that joint. It makes more sense to space those body parts apart. Let them have a lot of rest in between, so you're not really bombarding that joint. Now, if you don't have a shoulder injury, it's as important, but I like to design my programs, you know, giving these joints, and if their injury is, you know, I have to take all this into account and design the body parts in order where everything is getting adequate rest and adequate stimulation.
Gotcha. Okay, so 5 day, give me an idea of what, and you always open with leg because that's the hardest. You want them fresh, right? After 2 days off, they come out.
I like to have legs at the beginning day in my programs. I feel that legs deserve the most attention because, number one, they are the hardest. And most of us don't like doing legs. It's great when you get people that like doing legs. Interestingly, this is a psychological thing, I would assume, I find that more women like to train legs than men.
But they don't train as heavy as men do.
No, they do not. It's kind of interesting when you think about it because men usually will look at other men, in that kind of like alpha male sense of, this guy doesn't train his legs hard. But it's actually the women that I find that like to train the legs more.
Now, the girl that I'm training with, that you're working with, she actually is one of the few women I've ever seen who trains legs as hard as men. As a matter of fact, the weight that she uses in leg press, I see some men using that weight in leg press in the gym as well. So.
Yeah, a woman who is not afraid to push themselves will be able to really, really put on a lot of lower body strength and power. Women have tremendously strong lower bodies. And they also, there's study behind this. This is not something I'm making up. They also recover faster from lower body training than men do. And I find that you can really beat up a for women's legs, and they bounce back a lot faster than men do.
Wow. So leg day leads the pack. So you want somebody to come in and do legs? Well, just by leg. Now, when you do legs, are you doing quads and hamstrings separately?
That's another thing. I will, for the most part, design my programs where quads and hams are on the same day.
Okay.
Now, when I'm working with specific bodybuilders who may or may not have a weakness in one area or not, then we may get into days where we split these body parts up. And I actually will also do this with some women as well. If I feel that they need a day specifically developing, glutes, hamstrings, trouble spots, we may focus on that area one day and then other basic movements another day. It's very rare, though, that you would have me designing a program where you would be doing, for instance, hamstrings twice a week.
Right. Okay. So leg day is day one, followed by chest, I would imagine?
The most common split that I will put together, it makes the most sense to me, from a rep standpoint, day one would be legs. Day two is usually chest. Optimally, I prefer a break day, actually, in the middle of the week. Some people can give me that. Some people cannot. If they were going to give me a break day, this is where it would be. Then we would come back from the break day fresh with back, which is, in my opinion, the second hardest body part to train after legs.
Right.
So to me, it makes the most sense to have a break before you do it, come in a little more fresh. From back, I then go to shoulders, and then finally on day, which is, in my opinion, the easiest day, I like a break again, and then we restart the program again.
Okay, so that's what you would do for your male clients. What would you do for your female clients? How is it different?
Depending on goals, like I said, I do have female bodybuilders that are pre-intense that I treat exactly like my men. There's no discrimination there. They get the same protocol. Most of the time, though, women, one of the first things they tell me, I don't want to be bulky. I don't want to be a big bodybuilder. I just want to be toned. I want to look good. I want to look good in a bikini, whatever. For that reason, I developed my program from a much different angle. See, in my opinion, to really get a muscle to grow, you need to blast it really hard and then let it really rest. You can't just keep killing it and killing it and think it's going to respond. In my opinion, less is more. So when I want a woman to get in shape, per se, or get toned is the word that they use a lot, then I feel they can actually spend more time hitting the muscle from different angles because now you're talking about we're not focusing on optimal growth. We're just focusing on stimulation and calorie burning. And to me, the best way to get in shape, and I know that I've listened to Dr. Scott Connolly before, he feels the same way, is by being in the gym training with weights. It's not outside running. It's not spending all your time cardio. It's being in the gym with weights.
Right.
So I design these programs for women to get them toned in the gym with weights. So I stimulate their body from all kinds of different angles, but where it isn't overkill on a specific body part, so they can basically hit everything twice per 6 or 7 days.
So that's because your objective is actually not to put on more muscle for them, but just to make the muscles more toned.
Yes, it's a toning / calorie burning style of workout.
Gotcha.
And women, I try to explain to them for the most part, it's hard for them to really, really build a lot anyway.
I was just going to say that. If a woman would come to me and say, look, I don't want to get big and bulky, I would say to her, why don't you try to get big and bulky first? And if you do start getting big and bulky, then we'll back off because most women are not going to put the amount of muscle on that they think they're going to unless they're using drugs.
Mm-hmm. So. It's just hormonally not possible.
Right.
And for that point, I try to tell them you have to not be afraid to really, really hit the weights because this is what's going to really burn your calories and tone you up. You know, a lot of my female clients are under this misconception that if I lift heavy weights, I'm going to get big muscles. So I have to lift really, really light weights. And that's going to tone me up more. But to me, that's actually just a complete waste of time when you're doing that. You're not even stimulating the muscle. I'm not going to get anything out of it.
Right. I agree 100%. So that's why the women do routines like day one, they would do legs, right?
Yeah, what I'll typically do is I'll break them down in 3 days. could get our lower body in one day, and then we could get, for instance, you know, we'll split chest and say biceps in another day.
Right.
And then we'll get the back, shoulders, a little bit of thighs in another day, take a break, and then restart the 3 days, but with completely different exercises from different angles. So nothing that's getting overworked, it's just getting stimulated from lots of different angles.
Gotcha. Now, do you not think that men could benefit? You know, if you look at these guys, like Big Beyond Belief and some of these other training protocols that say that to the contrary, that the body recovers a lot faster than we give it credit for, and the more time you spend, if you can hit that body part 2 times a week, but not as intensely, not totally, you know, like rehanging, not annihilate it, but hit it 2x a week, you're going to get a greater degree of growth than if you're just hitting it 1x a week and annihilating it and then taking the rest of the week off. What are your thoughts on that statement?
I think that may work for some people sometimes. Just like I also think that dog crap training and high intensity training may work for some people sometimes. In my opinion, everything works sometimes. Nothing works all of the time. You've probably heard me say that before.
Yeah, and it's true. Things will work for a period of time, and then they stop working.
Anytime, here's the thing. If you want to look at it from a very scientific approach, what I do, if you've been doing a basic hypertrophy style workout, where everything is 8 to 12 reps for, say, 10 total sets for each body part, if you've been doing that for a year, okay, your body has become very, very accustomed to that, right?
Right.
If you've been for a month or 6 weeks doing a high-intensity protocol, you would definitely get results. If you decided instead of doing high-intensity, you're going to hit everything 2x a week, but you're just going to stimulate it, you're not going to annihilate it, you know, leaving the skin with words, and take that approach to it, it would work for a while. But the thing is, to really, really, really find out what works best, you have to go through these test groups and these control groups and have many, many different studies over and over and over again on yourself to really, really find out which one actually the one getting you the best results. You have to think, okay, at this point, I was just starting. Now I'm 6 months in. Now I'm a year in. Now I'm 10 years in. I've tried so much. I'm going to get different results at different times. So really, in essence, you've got to keep variety in no matter what. What I design my programs around is what I believe for the most part is going to work for the greatest percentage of people. There are people that may respond better to better different things, and I will work with them, of course, in that sense if they have feedback that they want to give me. And there are people that may not work ideally to, and in which case I will design things differently from a completely other angle. But this is what I believe, for the most part, if I have to give a percentage, 80% of people out there are going to get good results from these style programs.
Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with P. Van Braun, the Superhuman Radio resident personal trainer. We're talking about assembling your splits so they make sense, so they're efficient, and you get the maximum amount of muscle growth in the gym. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
DLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now DLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxitrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFB
WFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole says it's had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, and refined supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
BJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, BJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the add-on supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
This is Carl. It's Super Human Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest, BJ Braun, will talk about how to assemble your training splits so they are the most efficient and you get the most out of them. Okay. What are some of the biggest mistakes people make when trying to come up with a split routine, you think?
Overtraining. For me, overtraining is always number one. Too much focus in the wrong areas is also a common one. Overthinking the approach of, I want a bigger chest, and everyone does bench presses for chest, so I'm just going to bench press all the time. And things like that, I get so many people around, but the first thing I want you to do is tell me exactly what you're doing. And I'll look at their programs, and, you can tell when people have lit a little bit too much. The workout will be, 20 sets of squats and 10 sets of bench press, and on your back day, they'll start with, 10 sets of pull-ups, and then they'll deadlift for 10 sets, and, the people always think that, that more of the hard stuff is what's going to get you those gains, and it's actually, I try to teach people, it seems like it's impossible, but less is really more. And I try to design my workouts where you're only in the gym for 45 minutes to an hour. I mean, really, people don't have more time than that anyway. But the key is to get the most out of those 45 minutes. And I find a lot of people spend too much time sitting around and choosing the wrong exercises in the gym. What I like to do, Carl, is before I even send these workouts to people, I like to make sure that their gyms even have certain pieces of equipment or certain machines that I like to incorporate into my programs anyway. Because I find nowadays some of these gyms, even the fancy ones, won't have a basic piece of equipment like a hack squat, which is unbelievable to me.
Right.
So the first thing you have to do is find out what people have access to. It's much different by designing a program for somebody in a big gym versus some of my female clients, are stay-at-home moms that are training in their home. many kids on the planet through Superhuman Radio, actually, I listen to Superhuman Radio. And the guy sent me his pictures asking my opinion, and to be honest with you, I don't think that he could win a Masters bodybuilding show without my guidance.
Really?
And he was really shocked that I told him that. And, you know, he was so appreciative of me. I said, well, if I'm just being honest, tell you what you're doing. When I saw what he was doing, he was doing a great job on his own, but it actually showed through looking at his physique where his weaknesses were. He had some weaknesses in his back, for the most part, versus other people. But you could see that he was kind of neglecting where his weaknesses were. So I kind of just like tweaked his program very slightly, and I tweaked the variation of some of his movements. I'm a big believer in underhand movements for back exercises. He wasn't doing anything of that nature. And to me, his biggest weakness was the lower portion of his lats, which I feel the underhand movements do like the most. And I told him, you know, for the most part, you're doing a really great job, and it shows in your physique, just some minor tweaks that he actually said he already feels already. And I am going to be working with his dad for a bodybuilding show, by the way. But, you know, other people, when you start with them raw, I find the best thing to do is to make it as basic as possible.
Right.
I'm actually a big believer in the importance of machines. Now, I also want to say that nothing gets results like free weights. But the machines have their place for the simple sense that when you have no one with you to really watch you and protect your form, it's a lot easier to move raw.
Right.
And if I'm not there with a new person and they're doing an incline bench press wrong, you know, the risk for them hurting themselves is much higher, and the results they're going to get are going to be a lot less. If I take you, Carl, and say, go do a hammer strength chest press, no matter what, you're working the prime mover of that muscle group. No matter what.
Right.
You're just pushing on a machine. Who can't do that?
Right,
and
right.
So your chances of injuring yourself or not working your muscle enough are going to be a lot lower. So I incorporate a healthy mix of both of those into my plan no matter what.
Now, Dr. Peter Rouse was on the first half of the show, and he, like you, is a big disbeliever in leg extensions. I know that you don't believe in leg extensions. You once said to me, it's an unnatural movement. When are you ever going to find yourself in a position where weight is pressing against the leg in that way and you're grabbing away your leg? And he said that leg extension machines and leg curl machines, because they isolate the glutes away from the hamstrings, and your hamstrings should never be working without your glutes. He said they should be taken out of gyms entirely because they're dangerous. What do you think of that?
I will say that I have to answer like this because I actually do use those machines myself.
Right.
But I would say do it by saying that as I do. To me, it doesn't really make sense to really, really strongly isolate a single joint when your lower body is multi-joint. So to fix yourself in one position and have all the stress on one joint from one angle, it's completely unnatural. It's like we discussed something that you would never do in everyday life. So I think, though, that for my specific bodybuilding purposes, I do utilize those machines in a careful way to stimulate certain parts of those muscle groups with strong isolations. But when I typically will train people, all the time I'll have people like, oh, we're not doing leg extensions. That's not a basic thing. But to me, you can really, really fry those muscles from a much better, safer, natural angle than by focusing on them. So I do agree with them in a sense, but I don't want to say to take them out completely, because for advanced bodybuilders, they definitely do still have their place.
Okay, all right. You said you like the hack squat machine a moment ago. Is that correct?
Yeah. The hack squat machine is my favorite lower body piece of equipment. Yes, it is a good hack machine. It's a bad one.
Do you feel that foot position changes the way it stimulates the muscles? In other words, if you're in closer feet together, will it truly affect a flare on the quad, or is that all bunk?
Yes and no.
being said, how do you prefer people do hack squats? With a wide stance, a narrow stance, or a shoulder width stance?
I think to get the best out of everything, you may as well just start with the shoulder width stance. That's what I usually recommend. On a hack squat, if you were to play with your feet, it would seem to make more sense to put your feet closer together to try to really, really hit that flare, as they say, on the outer sleeve of your quad. You actually can feel it a little more. Also, if you concentrate on keeping your knees together, you can do the same thing regardless of foot placement. Your knees are going to naturally want to go out. Except when you do any kind of squatting motion, this lets the adductors take over, which are strong muscles. And you can also get a lot of hip drive when you do that. By keeping the knees focused in, the stress focused in, you're actually keeping the stress on those muscles directly over the center of the quads a lot more. But I am a firm believer in foot placement and varying foot placement. I think you should always vary the placements of your feet from workout to workout regardless, just to get a little bit of different stimulation. Anything that's different is going to give you results.
Do you think, was it Mike Matarazzo who once wrote an article that you can build great legs without ever squatting? I think he was the one who did that. What's your opinion of that? Do you think that you have to squat in order to develop great upper legs?
No, I don't. And the reason I'm saying no is because so many of the hardcore people will get mad at me for saying this. And I actually always say the squat is the king of all lifts. It's definitely the hardest call. I mean, you know that. Putting a bunch of weight up on your back and squatting down with it with no support and then standing back up is pretty darn hard. But you have to take in the structure of your body, mechanics, everything else, putting it all together, what's going to psychologically get you to try the hardest. If you're going to go into the bar and not psychologically be prepared to push heavy weight or be able to push yourself past those deep breaths, it's kind of a waste of time anyway. Whereas if you're going to go on a leg press and know, okay, I'm not afraid to just go all out on this, then you're going to get more out of that. There's really a lot of ways to look at it from outside the box of just one exercise being better than the other. And if you think about it, I'll give you two complete different examples. Paul Gamelo, Quadzilla, some of the best quads ever, was not a squat guy.
Really?
He was a squat guy. Tom Platz, arguably the best legs of all time, was a squat kind of guy. Another thing, we've discussed this before, Dr. Squat, Fred Hatfield, he was the first man to ever squat 1,000 pounds. He wrote books on squats. Had horrible legs from a visual standpoint. They were small and didn't look good at all. He could squat 1,000 pounds. Now, Tom Platz couldn't squat 1,000 pounds, but that guy could squat 500 for rep after rep after rep after rep. So you really have to take into account genetics and mechanics and, you know, obviously intensity. There's so much that goes into it. You know, your genetics are very important, but there's really no instruction for hard work.
Okay. We're going to take our last commercial break. We're going to wrap up the show in just a moment with PJ Braun. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Toronto.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented liquid-based technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at your best prices and the fastest
even some of the most popular supplements are advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry all American GFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit NorthNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to feel your water and you won't be disappointed. NorthNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe are at NorthNutrition.com.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Bioserms 347 is here. Bovine Natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine Natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. DJ, I hurt my leg again doing reverse hack squats. What do you think of the reverse hack squat?
They're very good for specifics.
It's good for the glutes and the hamstrings, right?
That's not something that I would fit in on a beginner. Obviously, you're not a beginner. I'm not something that I would want to design for my clients that are not with me. I like to be able to instruct things like that. When I get into the more creative exercises, that's a pretty creative exercise. I like to be there to watch that kind of stuff.
Right.
Does your gym have access to, I can send you a picture of it if you're not familiar with the machine. I carry and mix the piece. Precor mix, the old version. It's called either a super squat or a power
squat. I train at 2 gyms, and this is the irony. The gym I wanted to train at that day, I didn't end up at. So I ended up training at this other gym that doesn't have the power. I love the power squat machine because it allows you to truly emulate a squat motion without having to stabilize the bar. But the thing I like more about it is it has a yoke that you put your shoulders and pads. You can lean back on it, and you can let your ass go first.
Yeah.
And I love that. I mean, DJ, all 9 plates. I'm 9 plates on both sides. I can usually do 5 to 8 reps the last set. And I love that machine. And I was trying to emulate that movement. And sure enough, I compressed my sciatic nerve again. And now I realize that's what happened to me the last time I had this injury, and I was doing reverse hack squats back then.
Well, like a great mind to be alike, because that's where I was going with this. Now you've heard yourself twice. Don't do that anymore.
don't be stupid.
Well, get hurt doing the power squat. That motion, that's a great piece of equipment.
I love that machine. Every gym should have it. They don't make them anymore.
It's a really, really good piece. But for more than just that reason, but for specifically what you want to target, what you're focusing on, when you stick your butt back in that thing and really, really see your glutes back into it, that's exactly what you're focusing on. And it's unfortunately hard to mimic that move in other machines. And you can hurt your lower back is what the problem is doing it in other machines.
You know, I just got an email from Robert Forbes on Facebook. And it's our next show with you. He said, Carl, I've been listening to your show for a while now. It's fantastic. Keep it up. I had an idea for a new show. Show idea. Can lifters build muscle using just light weights and high reps? And I think you could probably speak to that, couldn't you?
Yes. Well, it's all going to come down to the time under tension and the length of your rep period.
I've heard you say that, but we need to do the show for Robert Forbes. You and I booked the show for next chance you can get back on the air. We'll do the show. Because I've heard you say to me that you love to take a lighter weight than you can handle and make the movement hard on the muscle, either by slowing it down or doing it in a position that really, really taxes the muscle with a light weight. So we can do that, but we're not going to talk about it now. But Robert, if you're listening to the show, thanks for sending me that message through Facebook. And I'm going to have PJ Braun do this because this is something that PJ can speak intelligently about in a later show. What's going on with you? Anything new coming up? You did with Maury Povich. You got any shows coming up? Any guest closing? What's going on?
Let me start by saying that this has been, unfortunately, the worst off-season I've had in years.
Well, talk about it. You had mono, right?
Well, I hurt my knee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I hurt my knee. Believe it or not, I never go out ever. And I went out for a friend's birthday party to a sports bar and somehow got involved in a mild altercation. I was not the starter. It was nothing to do with me. But somehow during this altercation I did not want to be involved in, my knee kind of got, somebody fell on my back and, just trying to break the whole thing up. No one was punching anybody or anything like that. But the weight of the person hit me, hyperextended my knee. And I've never had a knee problem before. My knee was swollen through the next day. Hopefully there's no structural damage, but that actually took me out of leg training and cardio, which is something that I enjoy doing in my off season, for almost 6 weeks. So that destroyed my lower body training. And as soon as I started getting back into the training with my legs again, I strained my shoulder doing something stupid, a weighted dip, which I'm strongly against, actually, which makes no sense why I would do it, other than the sense that I saw somebody else do it, and it inspired me to give it a try one more time, since I liked doing that when I was younger. But may I just say one more time, if you have a shoulder injury, I'm strongly against doing any kind of weighted dip movement.
Yeah.
And I did them with just my body weight. And I was impressed with myself at how many I could do to check my body weight. So I thought, let me just hang 45 pounds weight from my waist like I used to when I was 18. And I went down a little bit too far, felt something pop in my good shoulder, actually. And that actually took me out of all pushing exercises for about 4 weeks. And then after that, I came down with a very, 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 very bad chronic, I don't want to call it mono, they said it was similar to mono, but I had a bacterial and viral infection that required two different antibiotics and prednisone, which is not bodybuilder friendly, and that actually called for 20 pounds off my body in 2 weeks.
Yeah, prednisone is nasty stuff, plus it bloats you too. Did you get the moon face from it?
This is what is so strange. Everybody was saying, and I actually read that too, and I was prepared for it. But I just because I eat so much and I drink so much water in my regular life, to go from one end of the spectrum to another where I wasn't really eating anything and barely drinking for 4 or 5 days, the water was just flushing out of me. So even though I was on the prednisone, I got skinny, man. Like I can send you a picture of me. I look like a men's fitness model. I didn't get bloated or fat in any way. I just got skinny.
Wow.
And I am not an easy gainer. I have to really, eat and stay on top of my
You might have been depressed.
You know what? If I wasn't mentally as strong as I am, I'd be pretty depressed right now, especially considering I have a little protege in the gym who saw me and said, holy shit, I'd be freaking out with you right now.
That's funny.
I know I'm going to get it back. I'm going to have to take a whole other approach to my competitions this
Steve, I don't believe that you lost a lot of sarcoplasmic fluid. I gotta believe that your muscle is gonna come back really quickly.
I think so too. This week is my first week back. It's a little frustrating, I have to be honest. The weights that I typically warm up with feel like they're debilitating. You know, I mean, it's just mentally strange. But you know, when you understand the body like I do, and if you can get a grasp of that, it makes things easier. So I understand now. I just have to take my approach from a different angle and be smart about it. And if I'm smart about everything I know, I can still get to the shows that I originally wanted to. It's just going to be a much different game plan now.
Yeah, that's really sucks. And then on top of that, you have other issues going on externally of your life, people that you care about and you love. You spent the whole night in ICU last night, right?
Yeah. My ex-girlfriend, we love each other very much still. She's a very important person in my life, and we were together for a long time. Her father is very ill with leukemia, and cancer, seeing people go like that, it's very, very sad, and there's really nothing that you could say to somebody, that's got to go through that, but being there yesterday in the ICU with all the other families and seeing all that sickness and sadness around me, it took a lot out of me yesterday, to be honest with you. I'm pretty green today, and it's not over yet, so it's, prayers and my heart goes out to the Vitality family and anybody else out there who's ever had to deal with any kind of cancer. It's a really, really horrible thing. It's really sad that I have a computer in my hand that I'm talking to you on, and they can't find a cure for that. And it's really amazing when you think about it.
Well, there is a cure for cancer. It's reduced inflammation, but it's not that easy because people will not take the steps. The saying that why can't we find the cure for cancer is kind of like it's kind of like saying why can't we teach the lemmings not to follow each other off the cliff?
Yes, I agree.
Now, it's sad to say, but cancer is not something that happens accidentally. Maybe in 1-2% of cancer victims is it something that is totally unavoidable, that they're genetically predisposed, they're going to develop it no matter what. The balance of people, it's all lifestyle. They lead a pro-inflammatory life, and that encompasses so many different things between nutrition, exposure to toxins in their workplaces, bad habits, lack of exercise, not paying attention to hormones that reduce inflammation like testosterone, estrogen, and then they get cancer. And then saying, well, now we have to cure it. It can be done. It can be done. You can cure cancer. There's no doubt about it. It can be done. The current medical approach to it is to destroy the whole body and the cancer goes through. It's kind of like if you spilled grape juice on your rug, and you said to me, Carl, I got to get this grape juice out of my rug. I say, no worries. I'll take care of it. You go to work. When you come home, your home is burnt to the ground. You go, Carl, what the heck did you do to my house? I said, I got rid of the grape juice thing. That's the approach to cancer in this day and age. And it's sad. It's sad. But you're right. We do have a cure for cancer. And it's education. And people have to start taking control of their lives. They have to start understanding that the food pyramid is bunk. And they have to lead the life that you lead, believe it or not. And
it's funny how many unhealthy people, I'm just using the general phrase unhealthy, people kind of almost criticize people like myself for spending the amount of time that I do eating healthy and training in the gym. Now, why are you spending all your time doing that? But I'm just treating my body in the best way that it can be treated, really.
That's right. The same reason that you balance your checkbook, it has to be done. That's right. Hey, PJ, thank you very much for coming on the show today, and we have a future show set up already. Thanks to, what was his name, John Forbes? I want to get his name right. Robert Forbes suggested how to build muscle with lightweight. We'll have PJ back on to talk about that. And all the best to you, PJ.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much, Paul.
All right, and we'll have another show for you tomorrow, so tune in then to Super Human Radio.